Ja, heute startet die DMY, das internationale Designfestival Berlin im Kraftwerk in der Köpenicker Straße. Zum 14. Mal treffen sich bis Sonntag nahezu ja alle Gestaltungsdisziplinen. Das geht dann so von über Mode bis zu Industriedesign bis hin zu Digital- und Kommunikationsdesign. Und Stephanie Lokito, die ist jetzt bei mir zu Gast, die ist nämlich auch dort vertreten mit ihrem Projekt Interzone. Hi and welcome to Flux FM.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're from New York City.
Yes, yeah? I am.
Can you give us an outview how important is DMY globally seen or internationally seen?
Sure. DMY is a great design exhibition. I found out about it when I was in Milan for another exhibition last month. The thing that I found the most interesting about DMY that's really great for me especially is their special interest in young talent. Mm-hmm. And that's rare to find in the design industry to give us such an important experience. So it's been wonderful for that.
Also für Stephanie ist es ganz wichtig, dass da auch der Nachwuchs gefördert ist. Sie war schon in Mailand, da geht es noch ein bisschen mehr so um Produktdesign. Hier in Berlin jetzt ist auch ein ganz großes Steckenpferd der DMY, natürlich auch Digital- und Kommunikationsdesign. Und da kommt dann auch direkt das Projekt von Stephanie und ihrer Partnerin Andrea Bueno auf jeden Fall zum Tragen, nämlich ihr Projekt heißt Interzone. Your project's called Interzone and I would say it's about digital communication design, something like that. So can you give us a slight hint, what's it all about? Because it has nothing to do with the normal product design.
Sure. Project Interzone, my partner Andrea and I call it a design inquiry. It's about asking questions as a practice. So we challenge the idea of mobility, how we move in space. And we were really inspired by space. Mm-hmm. Especially for very overpopulated cities. So we're in New York and space is always very crowded. So we looked at space and what happens when we run out of space is we begin to layer. We build buildings or trains and subways. And we decided to apply the same idea to time. If you look at traffic data all around the world, you see two peaks in traffic, one in the morning and one in the evening, because we use time in a very static way. It's the same way that we use it. So we tried to apply this idea of layering time, mm-hmm. Which translates into the idea of three time zones within one city.
Ah, okay. Also da geht es jetzt nicht nur um globale Zeiten, sondern darum, dass Menschen, beziehungsweise wenn es viele gibt, wie zum Beispiel in New York oder Tokio, ne, dann knubbeln die sich alle zu bestimmten Zeiten. Ja, und das hat man natürlich schon früher mit zum Beispiel Zügen oder Autobahnen oder so geändert und versucht, dem entgegenzuwirken. Bei Stephanies Projekt geht es jetzt allerdings eher so um Raum und um Zeit, wie man den innerhalb einer Stadt auf jeden Fall gut nutzen kann. So, can you give us an example? How the three time zones within one city work?
Sure. So the time zones are not determined by your geographical location like it currently is right now. So for example, in Berlin, we could be having this interview. And for me, what time is it right now?
It's 11:15.
Okay, 11:15. So you could be in our normal interzone. You would think it's 11:15. And I could be in the earlier interzone and I could think that it's 1:15 mm-hmm. because I started my day 2 hours earlier. So this idea that people in the same city could be offsetting each other, shifting their schedules just so that we could use the city in a layered way within the same space. But it translates into systems of parking or social systems like how we eat together and... across all city life.
Ist halt natürlich erstmal nur so eine Idee. It's quite hypothetical.
Yeah.
So, but you also do a workshop within the DMY on Saturday. And this is quite interesting because people can experience by themselves what you're talking about. Because the participants will also be in Berlin, for sure, but also in New York.
Yeah. So the workshop is actually a very important part of our project because... this concept of interzone, like I said, is a design inquiry. So it's a question that we're proposing. It's a provocation. However, the real value in this project is the new innovations that you can find within that conceptual umbrella. So the conceptual umbrella of interzone is maybe not, could be a reality. Mm-hmm. However, there are real possibilities if we start to think about time in this way. So in our workshop, we'll be exploring different possibilities. One is a service design project on parking. So how can we apply this thinking about flexible time on a real project such as a parking system, creating a new parking system, or how government services could think about flexible opening hours for, you know, the post office, which is always closed when you need to go, mm-hmm. or there's a massive line in the morning. So that's, I would say, that is the value of the project, and you really get to experience that through the workshop, and I'd really love to invite you to come check it out.
Ja, also am Samstag um 18 Uhr findet im Rahmen der DMY auf jeden Fall der Workshop von Stephanie Lucchito und Andrea Borgueno statt. Und wir wollen gleich noch ein bisschen mit Stephanie sprechen, denn sie hat bestimmt auch noch ein paar Highlights, die jetzt nicht selber mit ihr was zu tun haben, aber die sie sich gerne bei der DMY angucken möchte. Gleich reden wir weiter, jetzt aber erstmal Tonic. If you could only see, she loves me. Heute startet sie die DMY in Berlin, das internationale Design Festival. Ja, da kommen sie alle zusammen, egal ob sie jetzt Industriedesign oder Mode machen oder Digital oder Kommunikationsdesign. Ja, und Stephanie Lucchito aus New York ist jetzt hier bei mir. Wir haben gerade schon über ihr Projekt Interzone gesprochen, das sie natürlich auch vorstellt im Rahmen der DMY. Stephanie, it's the first time that you are here in Berlin.
Yes, it is.
So, any experiences yet?
Well, so far it's my third day, mm-hmm. And I've been setting up the exhibition.
Sure.
So that's really all I've seen.
You
so
stay
far.
A bit longer than the exhibition is.
Yeah, I'm going to be here for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really nice to see the city. It's one of the places I've always wanted to go. Ah. So I gave myself plenty of time to check it out.
So, we didn't mention the New Talents competition. You took part of it,
yes.
in it. And can you give us a bit, a slight hint what it's all about?
Yeah, so the New Talent competition is one of the categories in the DMY Festival. If you are recently a student or I think it's under 30, you could apply to be part of this New Talent competition. And there are 25 spots that you could win. A free exhibition space.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So there's 25 projects, Project Interzone being one of them, that received a free exhibition space during DMY.
Oh, otherwise it would be very expensive. Huh?
It's quite expensive, yeah, especially as a young designer.
Yeah, so sure, I can imagine.
It's a great opportunity.
So, but tonight there will be also given away some awards, the DMY awards.
Yes.
So, are you also in the pitch for it?
Yeah. So tonight is the opening party starting at 6 p.m. And there will be awards given, one award for each category. So there'll be one new talent winner announced tonight at DMY.
Oh, finger crossed.
Yeah.
Ja, heute Abend werden die DMY Awards 2016 vergeben. Da aber die Stephanie ja schon beim New Talents Competition dabei ist, ist sie hier und darf sich sozusagen präsentieren umsonst. Und mal sehen, vielleicht ist sie ja heute Abend auf jeden Fall eine der Gewinnerinnen. Ja, talking about some highlights. Have you some personal highlights that interest you, so something that you thought, oh, it's interesting, never heard about it?
Sure, well, I've mostly been looking around at the other 25 projects in the New Talent Competition, and I'm very impressed at the quality that I'm surrounded by. It's really nice to see a lot of critical thinking in design, especially in a group of young designers. It's a really nice group to be in. I'm also here with my colleague from New York.
Yeah.
We studied in the same program together at Parsons called Transdisciplinary Design. So his name is Christian Smirnow, and he has a project about the textile production process, which is has a lot of critical implications about the future of textile creation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very interesting project, and I'm happy to be sharing the spotlight with him this week.
Wenn ihr mal auf die DMY wollt, na klar, haben wir hier Tickets für euch. Ab 12 Uhr ist sie ja schon geöffnet, also in wenigen Minuten macht sie auf, da könnt ihr natürlich hingehen. Aber wenn ihr euch den Eintritt schenken wollt, dann ruft auch jetzt mal an. 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, denn wir haben hier noch Tickets und da könnt ihr euch dann einen Festivaltag aussuchen. Stephanie, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, all the best for your exhibition and for your stay
thank
in Berlin.
You so much.
Hope you experience a lot of parties.
I hope so.
Despite your DMY. Thank you so much.
Thank you.